Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're going to conclude a study that we started a couple of classes ago about the Macedonian call, and particularly about the conversion of Lydia and her household. I'm going to read that to you in just a moment. Acts chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. And then we will turn to Elam's notes and read what that old Sunday school teacher had to say about these things. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look at our text, Acts chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. And on the Sabbath day we went forth without the gate by the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spake unto the women that were come together. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, one that worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened to give heed unto the things that were spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Let's look at Elam's notes. And these are Sunday school notes that he had written for the Sunday schools of August the 30th, 1925. In these notes he says, Lydia was from Thyatira, a town in the province of Lydia and the border between Lydia and Mysia. This woman may have received her name from this province. Paul and his company had just passed through Mysia. Lydia was about 300 miles from home. Purple was highly prized by the Romans and was worn by the rich and great. The rich man, in the story Jesus told, was clothed in purple and fine linen, Luke 16 and verse 19. In mocking Jesus, they had put on him a crown of thorns and a purple robe, John 19, 1 through 3. Emperors and kings wore purple. It was a costly dye and was of different hues. It was an important industry of Thyatira. Lydia must have had some means in order to deal in this dye or purple goods, yet she had to depend upon her own exertions. She was devout and worshipped God. She probably worshipped according to the law of Moses. She was in Philippi on business, and while her rivals in business were at work on the Sabbath, she found time to quit business and go to a place of prayer in order to worship God. She did better then, though not a Christian, than many professed Christians do now. And it says that the Lord had opened her heart. Here's the quote. Whose heart the Lord opened. The Lord opened her heart through the teaching of Paul. He instructed her and removed former errors from her heart. There's nothing mysterious about this. Her heart was not open before Paul taught her. Paul was sent to instruct her, just as Ananias had been sent to him, Peter to Cornelius, and Philip to the eunuch. She opened her heart to give heed to the things which were spoken by Paul, the means to obey these things. She was enlightened as to Jesus and the gospel and rendered that obedience which all did under the preaching of the apostles. She believed in Christ, repented, and was baptized in his name. When the hearts of people today are opened as the Lord opened Lydia's heart, then they will do as she did. and when she was baptized shows that this was one of the things spoken by Paul. There was the river in which she could be easily baptized. When Philip preached Christ to the Samaritans and to the eunuch, they were at once baptized. When Paul preached the word to the jailer, he and his household were baptized in the same hour of the night. And so in this case, which shows that this obedience always followed preaching Jesus, when people obeyed it all, her household were doubtless women employed by her in her business. A woman with infants would likely not have been 300 miles from home in such business. It is not even stated that she was ever married. It says that she constrained us. This shows that Paul and his company did not accept her hospitality until they knew it would be no imposition upon her. This, then, was their home while they were in Philippi. Paul and his company were independent, gallant, true men, and could support themselves and preach too when necessary, which they did at times. They were not men to impose upon a woman, and one too dependent on her own exertions for her living, working away from home at that. They were not tramps seeking a lodging place in the name of religion, or religious deadbeats. Neither were they sensationalists seeking notoriety to attract attention by their peculiarities in regard to whether they should stop. Neither were they accomplished, fastidious, exacting, and hard to entertain. They did not seek entertainment, but the goodwill of all. So when it was made clear to them there was no imposition and in every way proper for them to do so, they greatly accepted Lydia's hospitality. Some modern preachers could study the behavior of these men, rather could imitate them, with much profit to themselves and relief to those whose lot it is to entertain them. That brings this Sunday school lesson to a close. But now we want to look at the next lesson. This was a Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of August the 30th, 1925, and is found in Acts chapter 16. We're going to begin reading in verse 16, and we'll read through verse 40. Acts chapter 16 and verse 16. And it came to pass, as we were going to a place of prayer, that a certain maid, having a spirit of divination, met us, who brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed after Paul and us, and cried out, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim unto you the ways of salvation. And this she did for many days. But Paul, being sore troubled, turned and said to the Spirit, I charge thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her. And she came out that very hour. Acts 16 and verse 19. But when her master saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they lay hold on Paul and Silas, and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them into the magistrates, they said, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and set forth customs which it is not lawful for us to receive or observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrates rent their garments off them, and commanded to beat them with rods. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, cast them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns unto God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the jailer, being aroused out of sleep, seeing the prison doors open, drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." And he called for lights and sprang in, and trembling for fear, fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house." And they spake the word of the Lord unto him, with all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all of his, immediately. And he brought them up to his house, and set food before them, and rejoiced greatly with all his house, having believed in God. Acts 16:35. But when it was day, the magistrates sent the serjeants, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported the words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore come forth and go in peace." But Paul said unto them, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned men that are Romans, and they have cast us into prison. And do they now cast us out privately? Nay, verily. But let them come themselves and bring us out." And the sergeants reported these words to the magistrates, and they feared when they heard they were Romans. And they came and besought them, and when they had brought them out, they asked him to go away from the city, and they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when she had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. Well, that is the reading. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Acts chapter 16 and verse 31. "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved." The devotional reading is the 40th Psalm. This psalm has an inscription for the chief musician, a Psalm of David. "I waited patiently for Jehovah, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in Jehovah. Blessed is the man that maketh Jehovah his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Jehovah my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be set in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou hast no delight in. Mine ears thou hast opened. Burnt offering and sin offering thou hast not required. Then said I, Lo, I am come, and the roll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great assembly. Lo, I will not refrain my lips, O Jehovah, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great assembly. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Jehovah. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart hath failed me. Be pleased, O Jehovah, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Jehovah. Let them be put to shame and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be turned backward and brought to dishonor that delight in my hurt. Let them be desolate by reason of their shame."